And it's currently 13 minutes past 7 o'clock. Very excited to have Suzanne Masefield joining us in the studio this morning. Suzanne Masefield from The Body Language Company. Suzanne, how are you?
Good morning. It's
It's good to see you. I think it's probably the third or even fourth time we've had you on the show.
For sure.
And we do like getting you on the show. After there's been some kind of, a much publicised debate or television appearance. The thing about what you do, you analyse people's gesticulations, their body language, and get a bit of an insight to someone, what an individual's really thinking, what's really on their mind that most of us don't really see. Tell us a little bit about what you do with The Body Language Company.
Okay, well, at The Body Language Company, I actually help people to get in touch with themselves and their communication. So we do a lot of training around how to read other people's body language and how to manage your own with difficult people.
Right.
And in all sorts of challenging situations for sales, HR, recruitment, any of those types of things.
Right. And you just come back from England.
I have.
You're working for Sky TV.
What were
you doing?
I was training their leadership team, all the executives, how to manage their body language and how to read other people, which, of course, in entertainment is really, really important.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, look, it was last Monday.
It's quite funny, every time you come into the studio, Suzanne, I get a little on edge. Like, immediately walked in, and when I was walking towards you, my brain... Normally, I'm kind of awkward with greetings anyway for some reason, and I'm like, is this a shake a hand thing?
Yeah.
Is this just a no shake? Is it a cuddle? Is it a kiss on the cheek? Hug? G'day? Do we know each other well?
Yeah.
How do we go? I kind of went in, we ended up doing a hug. I didn't go for the kiss on the cheek, but immediately walk in, and I'm thinking about these things.
Yeah.
Like, what does my body language show when I do it?
I went for a kiss on the cheek because I feel with Suzanne... it's probably the third or fourth time now.
Yeah, we know each other pretty well.
So you think third or fourth time acceptable kiss on the cheek?
It depends on the relationship that you build up with people. And also cultural things. I'm doing a lot of work around cultural body language at the moment because, we live in a multicultural society. We need to know how to
greet
people
appropriately. That is very true. Okay, so look, I'm going to play a bit of audio right now. I think everyone in the nation knows, this is what happened when John Key appeared on John Campbell's Campbell Live Show last Monday.
Do you know what happens under that? They cannot look at the content of anything in there. All they can do is protect you. So it's against malware or against the virus. So you have on your computer... Let me finish because it's really important people understand this. So on your computer at home, you almost certainly have Norton antivirus, or you have some sort of antivirus thing that you've downloaded and paid money for. That is exactly what that is at a much higher level.
Okay. So, okay, I think the general consensus, a lot of people were expecting John Key to go on the show and get a grilling and get a ribbing and come off being all flustery, but, you know, what transpired was actually that John Key was quite calm and in control, and John Campbell was the one that got a little bit flustered. What did you think? As a body language expert, what were your thoughts watching that?
Okay, well, it's always really interesting because when you read body language, you need to look at the body language alongside of what's being said and to see if they actually match.
Mm.
Now, sometimes one part of the body language looks like it's really in control, as in what happened with John Key right at the beginning. Everything was very much in touch. He had his hand barriered at the front and his head was pulled down. So that suggests he was protecting himself quite a bit from the word go, but his hand gestures were very much in leadership hand gestures with the thumbs up, which is always, I'm in control, you know, I'm feeling confident. However, his feet, if you actually looked at his feet, their ankles were locked and pulled back. And that's a real good indication that someone's trying to keep tight control and often hold back.
Really? Hang on a second. So what are we looking at here?
Well, I think if you're sitting down,
Sitting down, you wouldn't be doing it standing up, you'd fall over.
Rather than being like...
Yeah, so your ankles would be locked and actually pulled back into behind the chin.
Interesting, okay.
Yeah, so that was really interesting right from the word go because one part of his body was showing something. He was talking very fast and clipped tone. Again, wanting to get his point across, but quite a bit of anxiety there. And also in some of his languaging, he did a lot of qualifying statements where he dissociated from the actual question and didn't actually answer it directly.
Right.
And then gave facial micro-expressions of fear, anger and contempt at different times.
Was there anything in his body language that would suggest what he was saying was not matching up to his intent?
What I saw was that there was more hidden information, and he was being very guarded about how he communicated. And then in one particular incident, he actually showed a micro expression of surprise, so he wasn't expecting that question, and immediately pulled back and then started talking really, really fast and changed the subject rather than answering the question directly.
Right.
So key indicators that some anxiety and often some things hidden there too.
What about Campbell? Because John Campbell sort of, he seemed like he was a bit flustered, and he didn't quite expect it to go that way. Was he doing anything to show that he'd sort of lost a bit of control, body language wise, or?
See, he certainly was showing indicators of frustration.
I remember
with his
arms,
hand
and his, arms yeah, sort of his, moving around,
his,
and
his arms were moving around.
What is that? What does that
what
mean?
Does that mean if you kind of like start going, whoa, yeah, gesticulating almost wildly.
Well, it can be that somebody's literally feeling it, you know, they're trying to search for ways to actually, it's trying to get your body thinking creatively when you move your hands around quite a bit. However, at the end, he really took control because he'd obviously had enough, or it could have been a ploy that he actually used and started collecting up his papers and moving away
while that person's
from John
still
Key,
talking.
While John Key was still talking, and that actually flustered John Key. Yeah. So some really interesting dynamics going on there.
Awesome. I mean, gosh, it must be, you know, you can't just sit there and listen to someone talking. You, Suzanne, are you constantly reading, or do you have to go? You have to turn it off
no,
sometimes.
No, I do turn it off. Otherwise, I'd be exhausted.
Hey, look, now you wanted to give away a reading this morning, didn't you?
Yeah, what I'm actually we're offering is a body language report. It's at www.bodylanguagecompany.com. It's a free report, and that'll tell you some indicators of how to spot deception, different body language rules, things like that. And we've also got a competition purely for George FM readers.
Oh, nice.
Listeners. Which is, if you go onto the website and have a look at the Be Bold on Purpose course and just send in something suggesting two qualities that you would get from being on the Be Bold on Purpose course for your company or your team, and whoever has the best answers will win a half price course for their team.
Awesome. Suzanne Maysfield, the Body Language Company, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. And thank you for the little peppermint thing. Did you get some of that, Dean?
No, I didn't. Just
a little bit of what would you give it?
Peppermint essential oil. It helps stimulate the brain so you can get focused in the morning.
I'm rocking a little bit of peppermint oil underneath my...
Oh, you guys have been really getting into it while I was out in the other room. I like it.
Yeah, totally. Thank you, Suzanne.
Bye.
Here's Hayden James, Permission to Love. You listen to George Breakfast.
I get the mission to love.